Do you realize that we live in the era of specialization? We have starting pitchers, relief pitchers, and then closers. And none of those pitchers can hit. And then we have designated hitters that do not specialize in defense. And all of that specialization may be good for the game of baseball, but the problem is when the idea of specialization bleeds over into your mindset concerning your Christian faith. Because what we can get in the habit of doing is excusing our weaknesses by highlighting our supposed strengths. But when we do that, we're not displaying how strong and powerful God truly is, but rather how weak our understanding of the Christian faith is. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, and let's listen to what James has to say about this. James chapter 2, verses 8 through 13. If you really fulfill the royal law according to Scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing well. But if you show partiality, you're committing sin and convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become accountable for all of it. For he who said, "Do not commit adultery," also said, "Do not murder." If you do not commit adultery but do murder, you've become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so act as those who are to be judged under the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. James's argument is based on the assumption of truth so that he can show a result. It could be read this way. Great job, guys. If you really love your neighbor as yourself, you're doing great. And I have no doubt that you are loving your rich neighbor. But guys, are you being partial in determining who your neighbor is? And so James moves to another assumption. If, and let's assume for the sake of argument that this is true, you are showing partiality and bias, then you are committing sin and you are convicted by the law as transgressors. In verses 10 through 11, James is going to show us exactly what the transgression is, what boundary has been crossed. The boundary of the law is that we must keep all of the law all of the time. And the example he gives us is in verse 11, and the argument is based on who gave the law. The same one who said, "Don't commit adultery," also said, "Do not commit murder." In other words, God's law is not segmented such that we can keep some parts of the law and neglect other parts. If you break one, you've broken the whole thing because God is unified in His words. And the reason James explains it this way is because there seems to have been this notion in Judaism that said strict adherence to one part of the law made up for neglect of other parts of the law. In other words, if your good outweighs the bad, you would be okay. So a Jew could have thought that he was keeping the royal law of love and still neglect other parts of the law and still be okay. This, again, is a works-based righteousness. But James rejected this notion and said that the royal law must be completely accepted. So someone cannot say, "You're right, I do neglect the poor man a bit, but I do really well at loving the rich neighbor, so I think I'm going to be okay." Partial obedience is full disobedience. But there's a better way. Instead of working to impress God with our strengths, we must realize that we cannot keep any part of any of the law on our own. We need Christ. He kept the royal law perfectly so that He could be a perfect sacrifice for our sin. And those who have turned from their sinfulness and gained Christ through faith are those who have received the mercy and grace of God, the law of liberty. In turn, they are able to extend mercy and grace and treat others, not according to face value and worldly standards, but according to the grace of God. As one author stated, the mercy a man has shown others as fruit of a life touched by God's saving mercy will triumph over judgment. His showing mercy is not a matter of heaping up personal merit to deserve salvation by his own good works. The mercy he shows is itself a work of God for which he can take no credit. As you pray today, please remember Nathan Brewer and his family, our missionaries in Oklahoma. Also, remember the Russian LifeWord broadcast in Russia and the United States.